In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as the only one of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you will call His name Jesus, for this is His purpose. He shall save His people from their sin. Since the time Christ was born, there's always been protagonists and skeptics who do their best to cast a shadow over the birth of Jesus Christ. There are even some political groups in our countries that seek to ban Christmas displays from government properties or even be allowed to say the phrase Merry Christmas. Although I have noticed recently in our stores that ban must have been lifted because I've gotten a whole lot of Merry Christmases this year. But it's always been this way. I think the wise man wrote, there's nothing new under the sun. Now, according to a recent poll, if you love polls, conducted by the Pew Research Center, approximately 75% of Americans still believe in the facts of Jesus Christ's birth. 75%. Actually believe that the birth took place. I consider that to be pretty high, considering many of the polls I've read before. But with the rise of commercialism, of course, and my favorite word, syncretism, which is mixing together of things to make a new belief, more and more people are celebrating Christmas and enjoying it, but they're missing the point of it. It has and always will be about Christ, the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ coming to save His people from their sins. Don't forget that. That's why He came. But there are always those who struggle. There might even be some here today, here or watching even later, that struggle to believe the truth beyond the manger, the sense that accept the truth that it was the Son of God, that Jesus actually is divine, the Son of God. The one who always was and always will be. And for this, I want to share a story with you I heard that someone that you know very well spoke many years ago on a broadcast back in 1965. This was Paul Harvey. He was doing his best to try to reach out to those who loved the story of Christmas, but had skepticism in their heart that Jesus truly was who He said He was and truly came to do what He said He could do. So I share this with you this morning. This is the Christmas story, Paul Harvey's way. The Christmas story is about a modern man, one of us. He was not a Scrooge. He was a delightful man, kind, decent to his family and friends, well-known, upright with other people. But he did not believe in all that incarnation stuff that the churches proclaimed around Christmas time, and it just didn't make sense. He was too honest to pretend otherwise, so he got up the courage and couldn't just swallow about the story about Jesus coming and God coming to earth as a man. So he told his wife that Christmas that he was sorry that he was going to bring any distress in her life, but he just couldn't go to church and do it anymore. He couldn't do it with the family this Christmas Eve because he felt like he was a hypocrite when he'd go. So he stayed home as they went to the midnight service. Shortly after, snow started to fall, first mildly and then much harder and then blizzard-like conditions. So he took the opportunity to go ahead and sit down in his chair and pull out his newspaper by the fire and enjoy a nice quiet evening at home reading the newspaper. A minute later, he heard this thud sound, and then he heard it again and again and again. He kept hearing this. He thought someone was throwing snowballs at his window. So he gets up and he goes over to the window and he noticed that he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the snow and they're all shaking and shaking around. Well, they'd been caught in the storm and in a desperate search for shelter, they thought that they could fly through this well cleaned window frame, and it was glass, unfortunately, for them. Well, he couldn't let the poor creatures just lie there and freeze, right? So he decided he was going to try to do something about it. He remembered there was a barn that where his children's animals were, particularly they stabled their ponies there, so they provide a warm shelter for these birds. So he took that, opened up the doors wide after making his way over there and turned on the light and turned on the heat, and it was nice and warm inside. He thought for sure that would do it, that they would go in there. But the birds did not come. So he figured food would entice them, right? Food entices many of us. So he made a trail where the birds were all the way to the barn. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs completely. And they continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. And it's obvious if they stayed out there much longer, they would not survive. So he decided to take desperate measures into his own hands. He's going to go out there, and he goes out and starts waving his hands, you know, like you and I might do, try to get them over there to the barn, you know, swoop over there, go, 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 go. But all they did was scatter in every direction, and every direction except towards the barn. Then he realized they were afraid of him. He reasoned to himself, I'm a strange and a terrifying creature. If I can only think of some way to let them know they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but I'm trying to help them. But how can I do this? Any move I make, they tend to get more frightened. They get confused. They just would not follow. They just would not be led. I couldn't shoo them into the barn. They were fearful of me. And he thought, if only I could be a bird myself. If only I could be a bird and mingle with them and speak their language and tell them, you don't have to be afraid, and just show them the way to the safe place over there by the warm barn. But I would have to become one of them so they could see and hear and understand. I'd have to become one of them. And then he heard it. The Christmas bells from the church began to ring. And the sound reaching his ears through the windstorm and the snowstorm, he recognized the tune. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. It was at that moment, listening to the bells being proclaimed, the glad tidings of Christmas, that this kind and now once cynic man sank to his knees in the snow and worshiped Jesus. Galatians tells us this: when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. See, the story of Christmas is delightful. It probably puts a smile on many people's faces, but if you miss who Jesus Christ is, you miss the story completely. You and I would be like one of those birds flopping around in the snow, frozen, cold, apart from the warmth of a relationship with God. But God did exactly what that man could not do. He became one of us. And he talked with us, and he walked with us. And he shared the way. You see, Jesus was the door to that door that opened up the gates of heaven. For Christ has come to bring salvation to your house and to your heart. But you must hear the music, you must hear the words, and you must respond with a repentant, humble heart. Christ is the Lord. How about you, Tanae? How about you? Are you out in the snow, or are you in the warmth of heaven's barn, the Lord Jesus Christ? Our Father in heaven, we say hallowed be your name. And we're so thankful for the story that continues to be shared this day. The story of heaven, the story of the birth of your Son, the Lord Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords. The story of the cross, where the Lord Jesus laid down his life, shedding his blood, dying so that we can have eternal life. And the story of the empty tomb. Father, there might be someone today who can identify with the gentleman in the story. They love the story facts, but they have not appropriated or accepted them for themselves. I pray that they would trust Jesus now as their Savior to save them from their sins. Help them to realize that God has opened the doors wide and he's also shown the way. They must believe. And for those who are here today or hearing my voice, I pray that they would trust in the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and him alone for their salvation. Even now, cry out to you, Lord Jesus, save me from my sin. I'm trusting in you alone. We ask these things. In Jesus' name, amen. O come, let us adore him.